I'm just starting the recording here.
All right, thank you. All right, everyone, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the November 4, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kotkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include recommendations on development agreements, conditional use permits, and subdivisions. That's what we have on the agenda for today. Now, I'll consider any testimony presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that we already have on file in order to make my decision. Although the hearing process is governed by certain rules, I still try to conduct these meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a procedure that we're going to use. First of all, for each item, staff will present its report and make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all of the applicable rules and regulations. If somebody from the public came to testify, I'll give them that opportunity. And if there's any testimony in opposition to the project, I'll give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony they wish to make. If you are going to testify, I'm going to have you state your name and address. I'll then swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to this specific application and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. If you want to submit anything in writing today, those arrangements can be made. I have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Let's see here. If you are going to testify, just make sure that when you unmute yourself that you don't have a dishwasher or some loud thing, vacuum cleaner going off in the behind you. Now, except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests to reopen hearings and requests for reconsideration, my decision on the conditional use permit and the subdivision, those are final and conclusive. Except that they can be appealed, and appeals on those matters are by means of what's called a land use petition action that has to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision, or the appeal would be barred. On the development agreement, that is a recommendation that I make to the county commissioners, that my recommendation is not subject to any appeal. I've reviewed the items on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in any of the properties or the proposals to be heard today. I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item on today's agenda. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all the attachments, which included all the application materials, all the noticing documents, the public and the agency comments, there's SEPA documents. Other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file, I've not had any communication regarding either or any of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if you have an objection to me serving as a hearing examiner for any item, you need to unmute yourself and state so at this time. All right, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. As I indicated, this is a development agreement related to short plat 19-033. This is a proposed agreement to defer certain improvements regarding that short plat. I will admit into the record all the materials that were forwarded to me, which included the draft development agreement. Draft resolution for the Chelan County Board of Commissioners. I'll admit all those items into the file. And is anybody here from Public Works, or is staff going to present this matter?
No, sir, no one's here from Public Works, unfortunately.
Okay, does staff have anything that they want to say about this proposed development agreement?
Unfortunately, no. We were under the assumption that Public Works would be here.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue this until the end of the hearing. We'll see if Public Works decides to join us at that time. Actually, before I do, is there somebody here from the applicant? I see that there's some Erlinson folks here. Is there anybody here for the applicant on this matter? All right. So I'm going to continue this to the end of the hearing. That's going to be Public Works punishment. If they do show up, they're going to have to wait until the end of the hearing to provide any testimony that they want to. All right, we'll turn to the...
Okay with that.
What was that again?
We're definitely okay with that.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to turn to the second item on today's agenda. This is a conditional use permit application, given application number CUP 20-010. This is an application for a conditional use permit for the new construction and existing to existing structures at the school facility in Manson. It is a large project with all of the proposed improvements set forth in the application materials and the agenda that I have. This relates to property located within Chelan County. I'm going to admit into the record at this time by this reference the staff report that was provided, all the attachments to the staff report, which included all of those application materials. There's noticing documents, there's agency comments. There were a substantial site plan. There's no public comments on this matter, but there were agency comments. I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And I'm not sure whose this one is.
It was mine, and the applicant asked for a continuance via email. I sent that email to you, and staff had agreed with that continuance request.
Do we have a date certain that is being proposed?
November 18th.
And let me check my calendar. I'm sorry. That's 1 p.m. So just to the next hearing examiner calendar.
Yes.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue this matter until November 18 at 1 p.m. Because this continuance is made on the record that this previously noticed open record public hearing, there's no further notices that are going to be required. And with that, then we will turn on to the next item on today's agenda, the last item on today's agenda. This is the application for a major subdivision, given application number P20-002. It's an application to subdivide approximately 8.71 acres into 21 residential lots on property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, at this time and by this reference, I will admit into the record that staff report, all those attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all the noticing documents, there's expert witness reports, there's plat maps, SEPA documents, there's agency comments, there are public comments that have been submitted. I'm going to admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And turn this matter over to Mr. White for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Andy. So this was an application to subdivide three parcels that total 8.71 acres into 21 residential lots. The project site is located in the RR zoning district, and all lots meet the zoning requirements and size and dimensions. Access for this development will be an internal roadway off of South Lakeshore Road. Domestic water will be supplied by the Bear Mountain Water District. Sanitation will be provided by expansion of the existing Lakeshland Sewer District sewer system. So for this plat, the applicant had previously been approved for an 81 lot residential plan development utilizing these properties. On September 27th, the applicant officially withdrew the approved plan development so they could move forward with this proposed plat instead. Prior to today's hearing, the applicant had submitted a letter regarding staff's recommended conditions of approval. One of the comments that are per this letter, the health district had issued a letter slightly revising the comments, saying that domestic water service shall be by expansion of the Bear Mountain Water District public water system, writing confirmation from the utility agreeing to provide individual service to each lot is required. All water system improvements must be designed, constructed, and placed in accordance with the purveyor's requirements. Completion of the improvements, including the necessary easements, must be accepted in writing from the utility prior to the final plat approval. So staff recommends that the hearing examiner approve this condition in lieu of previous recommendations that were made in the staff report.
So what were you just reading from? I'm trying to find it because I didn't recognize reading that. What who's that a comment by?
That was a comment letter submitted by the applicants on October 30th regarding the comment regarding my staff report, and I believe that they had forwarded this to you as well. If you did not receive it, I can forward it to you.
If it was received, it didn't make it into my file on the computer. So yeah, please have it resent to me. And then since I'm not looking at it, then you have a recommendation from that letter as to how to revise one of the conditions of approval. Is that what I understood?
Yeah, there was the original comment letter from the health district had conditions of approval that I had put in my staff report. Prior to coming to the hearing, the staff report or the health district issued a letter that slightly revised their comments. And I just read you the revised comment that the health district had issued. And I would like to recommend that approval being placed in lieu of the previous recommendations made in the staff report.
All right, once again, I'm not sure that I have that. How would that have been marked in my materials? I'm looking into the comments. I see health district comments from July 30th, 2020. Is that the old comment or is that the new one you're talking about?
So the old comment by the health district was made on July 30th, and this new comment was a letter that was sent out on October 27th, and is included in the letter submitted by the applicants on October 30th.
Okay, so I don't have either of those, so I'll need to have those submitted for my review.
Okay.
All right. Sorry to interrupt. What else would you like to tell me?
So also in the conditions of approval in my staff report, I did recommend that the applicants obtain a construction stormwater permit for this development. However, in lieu of some of the materials that were submitted in this letter dated October 30th by the applicant, I would request to have the condition modified to say that Public Works shall make the final determination if a stormwater permit is required based on the materials submitted by the applicant for the construction plan review.
Is that revised language? Can you provide that to me as well? I'm not nearly fast enough to write all that down.
Yes, I can send you a revised condition or approval.
What condition are we, do you know what, off the top of your head, what condition you are referring to?
Condition 2.3.
Thank you. All right, is there anything else from staff?
So staff has reviewed the applicant materials, the agency comments, that for consistency with the applicable county code and regulations, and as condition, staff recommends approval of plat 20-002.
Okay, thank you very much. Is the applicant ready to proceed? See a lot of folks here. Who wants to appear for the applicant?
Jeff, that'd be you.
Jeff Sutton, appearing on the applicant. Mark Bathcart is the former applicant, is also here for the rest of the
room. I have no idea what you said. I couldn't hear you.
Paul, let me speak up a little bit here. This is Jeff Sutton appearing as the representative for the applicant. The applicant is also a present, Mark Babcock.
Hello, Mr. Babcock. Jeff, what's your last name? I didn't pick that up.
Jeff Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N.
All right, Mr. Sutton, would you raise your right hand for me? Sir, do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. And Mr. Sutton, you are here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owners and applicant today?
I am.
Fantastic. All right, what would you like to tell me?
Just concurring with the letter that was provided to the county that Mr. Alex White had already presented to you and will provide to you, I can provide that as well. Had one question specifically looking at hearing staff report item 2.1.
The proposed condition of approval?
Proposed condition of approval, item 2.1, preparing to refer to a cultural survey requirement.
Yes.
We would ask that the requirement for a cultural survey be removed. It's in line with the recommendations and of that of the Colville Tribes comment included in your report, where they were recommending only a need for an inadvertent discovery plan and not a formal cultural survey. The reasoning for is that as a cultural survey is in conversation with DA DART, is no guarantee that they won't find anything one way or the other. They were recommending this as an assurance to the developer, but it's only as good as where the soil sampling occurs, and it wouldn't preclude from finding an inadvertent item or that and stopping the project, which would be happening in accordance with RCWs anyway. So we would request that not be a requirement and just be reverted back to that the applicant, as part of their submittals, include an inadvertent discovery plan already as the recommended requirement.
So the department, DAHP, though, they're recommending the survey.
They are recommending a survey. Guy Morrell from the Tribal Historic Preservation, the Confederate Tribes comment speaks to that the Confederate Colville Tribes would be satisfied with an inadvertent discovery plan that includes training for construction workers. These digital resources are available. Speaking from his comment to the county dated July 16th, 2020.
Okay, all right. I had to refresh my memory of those comments. Is there any objection to any of the other proposed conditions of approval?
There are now other, we're fine with the other recommendations outlined and mentioned by a staff.
So I ask this of all subdivisions that I hear is, are all of the lots that are being proposed, can they all be developed with single family residences and normal accessory structures without the need for a variance?
Yes.
All right, is there anything else you would like to add, or Mr. Babcock, anything you would like to add?
Yeah, this is Mark Babcock.
All right, Mr. Babcock, I'll have you state your name and address for the record.
It's Mark Babcock, 190 Grandview Lane, Chelan, Washington.
All right, Mr. Babcock, can you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you very much. And you, as indicated by Mr. Sutton, are one of the applicants and property owners, is that correct?
Correct.
All right, so what would you like to tell me?
Just going back real quickly to the recommendation 2.1 regarding the cultural survey.
Yeah.
Is I just like to add that the property is bounded by two state highways, and it's been open farmland, you know, orchards and vineyards and cultivated farmland for the last pretty much 100 years. And there's no geological features on the land. So the survey just seems like a bit of a waste of money from the fact that even, you know, I mean, you can walk the property and it's just wide open farmland. So there's pretty much a given that there a survey is not going to find anything, and the surrounding areas, nothing's ever been discovered. Bear Mountain Ranch development, very extensive, is right near us. There was a survey done there back in the day. Nothing was found in that project in the survey or during construction. And as Jeff Sutton pointed out, is during excavations, regardless of whether we have the survey or not, if we discover, run across something, then we ought to stop the project anyway still and deal with, you know, any inadvertent finds. So that's the reason, you know, for our request on that. Because we're going to end up in the same place, you know, regardless if there were something to be discovered. Regarding your last question to Mr. Sutton regarding accessory, you know, buildings or variances, I just like to point out that this project is fully complying with the current zoning and the codes. There's no variances in this project whatsoever. So it's a fully complying project. So that's my only comment.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and my question was more directed as to the size of the lots and to make sure that, you know, one lot isn't, you know, too steep so that we need a variance in order to put a house on it or an accessory structure. So, because it's to avoid somebody having to, some property owner to have to come back to me and say, hey, my lot requires me to have a variance in order to develop it. So that's why I like to have the applicant on the record saying, no, you don't need a variance to develop your lot. So,
okay, yes, I understand. Yeah, that's correct. These are all large lots, 12 to 16,000 square foot. They're open. They're very easily buildable lots. They have, you know, great topography. So there's absolutely no variances anticipated there at all.
All right. Thank you very much. Anything else, Mr. Babcock?
No, thank you. Thanks.
Mr. Sutton, is there anything else from the applicant at this time?
So just to verify, you did not receive a letter dated October 30th from Earlison as the owner's rep to do that. And just I can forward that to you, or staff has it as well, the same letter.
Staff is going to forward that to me along with their comment, the proposed changes to a condition of approval. and the comments, the new comments from the health department. I don't have any of those. So once I do close the record on this, I'm going to keep the record open until 5 p.m. today, so that those items can be sent to me. Is there anything further from the applicant?
Not for me.
Not on our part.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll turn this over to the public now. Did any member of the public wish to testify on this matter? I don't know who. BH says he's just listening. Mr. Patterson, did you want to provide testimony other than your written materials? Okay, not hearing anything from Mr. Patterson. Is there anything further from staff?
Staff would just like to clarify that in the Colville Tribe letter that they did, or in their comment, they did say that DAP is the regulatory authority and the tribe supports their recommendation. So the county is still insistent that the condition of a cultural survey be required unless DAP relinquishes that requirement. And they can do so in a written letter to the community development.
All right, understood. Thank you very much. Given those comments, Mr. Sutton, Mr. Babcock, anything further from the applicant?
Not from me, thank you.
All right, Mr. Sutton?
No, we're good, thank you.
All right then. I'm going to keep the record open, as I indicated, until 5 p.m. This evening for the submission of the materials that we've discussed today. The record will be closed, and then I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. There are no other items on today's agenda. So what I'm going to do now is to adjourn this November 4, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. I thank you all for coming. Have a great day. Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.